different than the content that was at the recession. The part that they do, they usually do, but we don't want them to complicate what has been happening before, but to do it according to the way that we want to plan ourselves. But we thought it was important, the four of us, we said, let's have something that we can discuss on. So for the discussion document, which I'm going to request for Rene, the content advisor, to go through, so that if we agree with that, it's a discussion document, that's why it's written like that. So we must feel free to add or subtract or whatever that we need to do. She's going to go through it. And when she gets to the end, which we're going to have to rush, not really rush, but to it, so that it is a possibility. When she gets to the end, what we're going to do, we're going to, it's not in this document, which is the second part, is going to talk about our observations, our own observations, and what do we recommend. Even there, we will meet in that one. As to what we see, but we need to discuss what people are back in the record. And then later today, they're going to sit and look at those findings and look at those recommendations so that by tomorrow, by Friday tomorrow, we can address the communication. So the first part of between those two things today, I'm not sure, I don't think it's going to take us a very long time. So, in a way, I'm trying to welcome you. Welcome members. As I said, you are the only people that are here today that are going to be discussing. But obviously the support staff is here from the secretariat, the content advisor, the center, the political attachment to the government of the under they are here. Welcome the people that are sitting me in the office. I feel so visible today. She's very simple in the afternoon. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's from Uruma. And Uruma, I don't know why. Maybe today, she has really allowed them to go to school. I've got two Amanda, they're my controller. She's sitting at the corner. So welcome, Amanda. Okay, if you allow me, members, unless there's something, can you ask for Rene to lead us on this one? Okay, Rene, you can lead us.
Thank you, good morning, everybody. As we have discussed last week, the DRR provides an assessment of the department's performance and also reviews an overview of the work that the committee has done in relation to the financial year that is being reviewed. And in this case, that is the 2013-14 financial year. The document, as the center provided to start is broken up quickly into an introduction that discusses the mandate and role of the portfolio committee, what the committee did to compile DRR, and then just the key mandate of the department. It then gives an overview of the policy areas, then discusses the financial and non-financial performance of the department, and then has to sum all of that up in what the committee wishes to report from its deliberations and recommendations that it wishes to make to the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Finance Committee. Because this is an overview, I kept the narrative very brief. And as the chairperson indicated, this is a mental report. So it is for the mental committee to tell the session myself where you feel the information needs to be populated or what you feel should be taken away. So the first section just really gives the mandate of the portfolio committee and lists the entities that report to the department and what we have to achieve with the DRR. And then at the bottom of page one, it discusses the countries that the previous committee and the current committee went through in terms of the financial and non-financial performance of the year under review and give section 2 on page 2, there is a narrative as to the policies that inform the work of the department, and they list key policy developments that the department specifically implemented into their IDP, as well as by their college strategy and its attention on ICT and something that is. And the key measurable objectives as stated is that the committee and the department align with work to challenges that is currently constrained the NFI and formulate its targets around those challenges. And then, as per the template, it requires that the document list a summary of the financial and non-financial performance recommendations of the committee. So they are included the committee's, the previous committee's 2013 PRR report recommendations. And both working to both Ministries of Finance and to the Department of Science and Technology. But I think due to the general nature of all the recommendations, they were responded specifically by the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Science and Technology within the panel report. They were responded in terms of general provisions in the report of the Minister of Finance. And then section 4 on page 5 provides an overview and assessment of financial performance. And we have a committee that is now doing the final section of the evaluation of the annual report and seeing the performance of their process. And then it lists in summary the auditor general's report in terms of the department, the department, the entities, and what the department has committed to address those findings of the auditor general. And then the final section in terms of financial performance, we requested the department to submit in some form its 2015-2016 MPS bid. And they told us what the context for their bid was, what they were specifically asking for over the medium term, but also that the National Treasury had informed them that they would face tax in the following 2 years, which they had indicated they need to actually accommodate the problem for their family in some other time and speak forward to their faith. In section 5 on page 8 provides an overview of the service delivery performance, and that includes a summary of the targets for each program, what is achieved, some of the key highlights, and then just certain issues pertaining two entities that were listed under the I just listed the overall achievement of targets. I didn't specifically state what was not achieved in terms of the targets, because those are in reports that were tabled before the committee. But it is in this section that members can decide whether they specifically want more information, or if they even feel that they only want to focus on the department and not to the agency, they take that agent from you. And then, and that's what you need to do, the five programs of the department. And then on page 11.6, it just begins to sort of summarize in terms of performance and finance, what the department has been able to do in terms of the medical. And in this section, my question really was, for members, in terms of additional data, because it is finances versus the achievement of targets, my question was, would members wish to see in a table format, you know, for each program, what was allocated, what was spent, and what was the percentage of targets achieved, just so they can have it, you know, all together in one page, and then when you list your observations, you can refer to that if you can. A table that provides that overall synopsis, especially in terms of highlighting issues, specifically under the entities you feel require urgent attention or, you know, should be prioritized and really can't face the attack. And then, share with you the
question. Thank you. I want to make a suggestion now, because René has just gone through this document in that summer first, and back in this morning. I just wanted to make a suggestion that let's give each other about 20 minutes with a few stupid documents. Because we started discussing documents. And then after 30 minutes, we talk about it so that we get off it and then we go to the recommendation. Do we agree on that? Okay. Let's give each other 20 minutes with a few stupid documents. Thanks very much, man. Maybe those who want to have kids, they can have kids as well as you can get a kid.
What is the best
choice for that?
What
is the for you? Oh. Yeah. Okay. Well, the answer is what we are asking. And now, when it comes to stopping them, to say, okay, now it's enough. But then it becomes difficult because some of them are still in the high pitch, some of them are in the low pitch. Now, we said you must look at this document. Now, I'm not sure whether we've managed to 30 minutes over now. I want to stop to that, the preacher stop here before they take this to stay in time. I want us to go to it. I'm not sure whether there's still somebody who's there or still looking at something. But if you can be difficult, so we can give you some time as well to catch it. So we can be go back now and stop praying and go back to our discussion. Okay, thanks, Mother. Mm-hmm. Now, members, we've looked at this document. I think in some way, this document is telling us what the development is all about. What the department has done with this money. What the auditor general said about the department. What the previous report say about the department. And it tells us that there are certain areas where the department has not done well. Now the question when they have not done well is whether they didn't do well because they didn't have enough resources or they didn't do well because they lack capacity, or they didn't do well because they lack financial resources. But if you look at the report, they say the resources that they have, they've used them effectively where they're supposed to be. And now, on that, is that to see whether we want to assist them in getting more money, getting more people to do the things. So I think that's the discussion that we're supposed to be doing. And if you look at, let's discuss this document, but I tend to think that it goes on to our recommendations and findings. So we'll be doing both of the discussion, our recommendations, our findings and our recommendations as we're discussing this document. So I'm allowing you now, members, to add your questions.
Thank you, Chair Jones. I think before we issue the committee observation, I just perhaps want to ask if I think Renee did something like that, that if we can add on page 12, where it is that the department has consistently demonstrated that it has spent a great deal of budget allocation, that we add the document decision from the AG is on page 3 of
It's just to add that right to say in second is right coming from the other general support.
Should I add the table or the
narrative?
I think the table
is
a good indication
of
the program.
It's just confirming what is already said. Okay,
another
look
at that. Yeah, first, let me say that first, this can come to the back and report. And I can say that it is, and that is to summarize
I think many confuse the circles. Many confuse how issues in Paris, the Old Testament and the Jewish tradition. So come and give to tradition in all aspects. Because you'll find that this department can achieve a few audits. As at the end of the day, if you see exactly how they were audited, yes, they've done nice things, but still using more consultants. And still this meeting of us, going there for our meetings, in reminding myself, you will see that in most of our meetings we were complaining about consultants. And also in this draft, it has been some summer when I was going to, but the consultants are still being used, and you can check the issue of damage. And you can check again even the issue of this the class. Yeah, and you will see exactly that many oversight is needed. But 99% I already in the department. Especially the issues because the department has identified all these weak findings and all and other entities input. But also we should put them in check exactly what happened. We should not just be excited. We must check if what we have been commended, we have been commending through our meetings has been said. Like here, I don't see again the issue of human resources. I saw the administration, but the administration is not well unpacked to come up with the issue of human resources and see what is because of when we give them money, we include everything in terms of administration. And if those which were not fit, where is that money goes? So that's why we should be very careful. Because of they can write a good report so that the website general can give them a few money. As you find that the real body is not that. It's only how to map provision. I think, the issue of the building, it must be checked. Very well, if you see the figures, then it's another thing. Like we didn't know about the Medicaid, so they are doing so much. And these people became, they said they are so, there's never even mission. What is your date was much. We got it from the session. So that it shows you that most of the important things were hidden. But some things have been hidden from us. And look how this is that going. Maybe the SADC or the world's biggest project, or amongst the biggest projects. But you can see that we are getting like the information that will make us excited. So the real issues we don't know. If we have never won from the session, then what was going to happen? And you can see the change after we spoke about it. That the good was much and now it's for two. The change, you can see that they were like uncomfortable. Then my recommendation is that while we will be giving them, recommending that they should get more money, but they must tell us a trade of distributing issues. And when are they going to be implemented? Because if we can give them a blank check, it means that we are not doing good to government. We must put them. In fact, the issue of square kilometer array, it must be followed. maybe you should, through your chair, you should request a comprehensive report that will tell us when it starts and then how it started and who was the main contractor, who were the subcontractors, and you go through it. This is where you will find many things. Maybe you should look at that report. Because they used to say that we will give you a report next time when we are coming. When I can, they report something else and then they go. So let me stop here, Chair, to allow other members to talk about this. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
I think of what it is of what he's trying to say. Again, part of it is that it's for the future, but there are certain things that we need to add to this one. But not that
from that.
Okay.
Thank you, Sheila. I just turned to my notes of that particular meeting that we had with SKA and VSCOP, and we actually did canvas the whole matter of the delay. And my notes were that was the main reason. Is the fact that because the contract is such that they can't only use equipment from OC and equipment and parts from OC, they have to devise and design it locally, so that made it the process much longer. So everything is on track. So I think we must just be very careful in the sense that because of having to want to use local and not overseas, because then it could have been, and that could have been on track.
Yeah, let me come back. I recommend that we get the whole information about the discussion. The whole information in writing to us. Because if they can tell us about the installation of expertise, things like that, it's welcome. But we wanted to get that report, then we will be able to finish them. It doesn't mean that if we are here, we cannot recommend something that will have to say. And maybe we should be careful. We should be very, very much careful. So these officials must trust us, we must trust them. And I don't want to go far, Chair. My request and recommend is to say that we request that police report. Which, who are you evaluating? And what kind of agenda is what we wanted to do. The answer, yes, it was good to us. It was like more summarized. Because even today, no one is really the hospital. Yet, unless it was, and who, how many subcontractors were there? What are there? Yes.
I just thought, okay, that he wants to come in now before I say that, because I wanted to close the back up before I did. Okay. You know, there's one thing that we say after the answer is, I'm in the word saying that they answered certain things, and obviously the SKA, the mayor got to say nothing. We're not well versed with it. Even them, I don't think they're well versed with it. But our aim is to make sure that it's a South African product, if not a solid product. But to share, there's one thing, and then I think, well, fortunately, some other time, when we said we want to go there, our friends, and it's actually on the program, I can't remember the day, when we actually began. It's going to be before the end of October, November. And in fact, on that day, that's where we want to question some of the things. Because if you don't know something, you still have to have that parallel path, but at the same time, try and understand what they're trying to do. So we're going there on that day, so I can't remember the day. between the first and third day of November. So we actually did the LDK patent disclosure today.
I just want to say much. For sure you know that part of what is happening is going ahead in public communication and the impact of issues. There are a lot of issues. So that's why I request that's important, right? Then when we go there, then we go all the way, understanding it is what is it is ready to do.
Sure. By the way, this is behind this report.
Yeah.
It's not something that they're going to cast in this report. It's something that we're going to do, because we're going to talk to them about this. That has to be in this report.
Okay, but Cousin. Your last comment was very, very helpful because what is to say, we should not focus on what we are supposed to do this morning, which is to make decisions or construction what is presented and then it goes to make to yourself more importantly to get what you are doing. So if we can focus on that, because the other people are not going to track us because we start something which is going to further profit. And if you look at or when I leave the front line, I go to the second line, I then start to have a problem, you know, but I know it's more about myself and my capacity to process it. So my friend, there's nothing wrong with it at ease, but I think this is possible to simplify, or to make it when you finish reading, oh yeah, this is the money. You then understand the whole thing. So I thought that this which I had difficulties, but the rest I didn't have problems, and I think it's a point that I will be comfortable with, you know, for us to go and present. In any case, there's nothing new. I was discussing with our content people when we started here. That what is this year? What is new about this year? What is different from what we have been doing all along? And in the course of the deliberation, is that there's nothing new except that there's law now. Mm. We've legislated the matter way where the practice that the business is not supposed to be. We have now put a law that the draft is law. Because what I'm going to complain that now the requirement comes, we can't change anything. When the budget is like this, it's just to cut off. Until you turn blue, there's nothing you can do, but this legislation says you can change. But still that change, before you change, you might slightly turn blue, but because it's very complicated and very difficult for you to change. You must have this, you must have that, you must have that, you must have that, you must have that, you must have that. Before you have the last 10, you will get lost there. We said we want to create an environment where MP can change a budget, but we have made it more complicated for that to happen, which I think is a shortcoming of this legislation. But in the main, I think what has been presented here has done a good job. I think it reflects our discussion with the department. I will support that we do accept the framework and the suggestion and the process as put here for setting what was proposed. And thank you.
Thank you very much, Evan. I think the couple of things that you've done, if after the second bit, that let us talk to it's a settlement. In addition to the settlement, though she's seconding it, but she's saying let's clarify that paragraph, and we're going to do that. So I'm taking it that from the members, we, except for looking at that paragraph, we're taking this as is. And thank you very much, Rene and the team, for putting in this. You're going to explain the paragraph. We're going to read it and explain. The other part, I think that somebody was saying to me, you know, it's so difficult when you're in a bus. That's just all about. You've got to fix it. You can't allow it to stop and fix everything. You've got to fix it as it's moving. And I think that's what we're doing. We're trying to fix a moving bus because people are wanting to deliver. Yet we are trying this one and that one. So even if they are at this edge, it's something that we can amend as we go along, because we are learning from this, but we are trying something that is going to... What cheaped out is that we always make recommendations as Parliament to the executive, but if nothing happens to those recommendations, imagine if we look at the previous recommendations here, they're almost the same demand that we're going to put in. Why they didn't do it, it's a big question. Now, we are trying to get something that is legal that we're going to get to, but they'll get it right there. If you take it, because you turn blue and you'll get tired on and we're trying to find out that it's a, we'll get you to court if you don't do this, and it will be that you will decide, and you'll transgress it. But whether they will do it now is another parents will have to amend it as we move along. So we are keeping the moving back, but we can't stop because people want to deliver those to move with it. So it sounds like that's what we have to do. Okay, maybe we need to help us with let me read this paragraph and then you respond. It's also like for the sake of everyone. Okay. Which says, you correct me, Dr. Matali, it's not the paragraph that you wanted. Central to its responsibility, the department must develop, coordinate, and manage the National System of Innovation, which is NSI, so that it delivers highly skilled individuals, transform the economy and provide a better life for all South Africans. Hence, the department with its entities strive to develop the innovation capacity of the NSI, enhance South Africa's knowledge generation capacity, develop appropriate science, technology, and innovations, human capital, maintain excellent STI infrastructure, and position South Africa as a strategic international research, development, and innovation partner and destination. So can you explain to us that paragraph?
So the first reason is the mandate of the department and keeping all the official documents. And the second, what is actually one sentence, is actually five different points. And that is the strategic goals it pursues to perform mandate. So what I can do is I'll leave the first one to say that this is the mandate of the department, and it to perform that mandate, it executes these different, and I'll break it down into the individual bullet points, because then you can see what speaks to how you skills individuals, what's supposed to transform the economy and provide better life, and what's supposed to coordinate the income together. They do those key things of the mandate. So you are quite like I did for the interest.
Chairperson, just on the on observations. I think we should be tailored and tailored to you. So I would like to propose that we observe that this is a very well-functioned department, and that we give the tailors, and then that we also say that no, the predicament the treasury is in, but if there is any ways to up the budget of this department, the output will definitely be there, so it will be money well invested. I don't think we should ask for more money before there is more money, but I think we should flag if there is a gap in the economy, this department must have certain issues to get more funding.
Thank you very much, Nick. In fact, I think this is why we've always been saying that this department has come well, but it doesn't make it known. It doesn't make it fact known that it has come well. So we have actually focused as that. I think all of us agree that the fiscal is fixed. But everything else, this department is one of those departments that are supposed to expand that fiscal by having innovation. And this is why it's an investment. If we say that we get more money, we're investing in making sure that it improves the economy of the country. Because it's the only department that can improve through many of the departments that it has. So thank you very much. I think one other thing that I saw, I'm not sure if you saw it on the side of the there were assessments of the, one of the assessments that there was in how good the departments are, is how many times have they changed their HOC. And the amount of departments, public departments, and that was very, not unfairly judged, but it is true that they changed it. But this is one department that is assessed, it's one of those departments that has not changed the HOC, meaning that it's a stable department. It's very simple, and it's not surprising that we're getting this type of picture. Not forgetting that politicians have always been that paranoid attitude. They don't look at everything. Not that the people are not going to look at everything, but they don't. I'm agreeing with you. So I think that should come at the beginning, that this is what makes them done well. Not that there are things that don't make them done, but they're done well. And quote that they have confirmed that this is so and so on. That's one of the observations that you put there. And it's a very new department. He's one of the directors from Art and Culture, and he said they can do it so well. But he said, Anneli?
Thanks, Chad. I don't know how you want to go about this, but I have a number of things as observations that I've noticed during our meeting, so I don't know if I should say. Give the word one go.
I think just right through them.
Okay. First of all, I just really had a look at the previous recommendations, and in terms of human resources, the committee recommended that departments should have a timeline attached to their 5% vacancy rate, but it's now at 8.14%. The vacancy rate has increased, which could be problematic, especially in the field that they're working in. Then a budget is a problem. For example, there's not a sufficient budget for the IKS challenges that they have, which we as committees are very important, the whole development of the Indigenous knowledge system, but there is not sufficient budget for that, those programs actually to take off. So that is a problem. Another problem is in terms of the R&D incentives. There was a problem that the R&D incentives didn't really take account by businesses. And then I asked questions about that, and the problem is that sometimes the whole process is quite cumbersome, very difficult, there are long delays in the whole process. And maybe the department should, as a recommendation, then look at possible ways to improve the incentive system. For already put that is the core of starting ecology development. Okay, then in terms of the SKA and the NEAR cut, funding support for postgraduate students is crucial because it is going to become an area of expertise in the country, and therefore we need funding for these students. and related to that, I would like to mention the fact that with our discussion with MLS, the reality is of investigation or the research they did was that we will need 14 buildings for the department to actually cater for the postgraduate student needs in the country. So that's the reality of the need out there. So what we have now is not even closely enough. I'm just going to ask the point of the recommendation there, that maybe there should be a serious discussion between the Department of Higher Education and Training and the Department of Science and Technology in terms of budget allocation for students and postgraduate students, because the Department of Higher Education only caters for undergrad students in its state, it doesn't cater for postgrad students. And that means you are running into problems now in terms of the NDP and the target set for the PhD after. So maybe we can have a look at that. I think then also the presentation that the auditor general gave is very important. That if you look at problems that were identified in the past in terms of supply chain management, those were one of the red flags that indicated. So we have to, there was a regression in supply chain management. And that is something that must be attended to. And then also in terms of HR management, was, there was an improvement. Now, on the one hand, we have the vacancy rate, and then at the other hand, we have the fact that people were not screened properly in terms of their qualifications and whatever that presented. So there was no proper verification process. And then I think also something that is very concerning. Now, I wasn't present at that meeting, but I was looking at the notes that was taken, and that is clear. And the fact that a third of the employees are being retrenched. That we have a high vacancy rate, and this is the one agency that is supposed to kickstart innovation in the country and to create jobs. But there's now going to be a recession of a third of the stock. So that to me is a very serious problem that I'd like to include. I think, Chief, that's what I have at this point.
Okay, thank you very much for that. I think that is absolutely taking the floor on this recommendation. I'm hoping that we are recording most of them and we can find a way of putting that. The only comment that I wanted to make is about this here. I've got letters in my office. Some of them are coming from my house, complaining about the assessment, and some are coming from here itself, trying to explain certain things. What I thought I'm going to do. I'm someone who doesn't like lawyers, doesn't like fighting. I said I'm going to meet peer management, which happens to be leadership. I'm going to meet them and ask them what's going on. And I'm going to meet my house separately and find out what is going on. And then I'll make both of them meet, and it's going to be easy to find the guy when you, after having that, and then we come up with the goal. Because I'm trying to make sure that they understand China and I understand too. And maybe that's what I'll ask someone to help me and come and report to the committee as to what happened. So that if we want to call both of them, even we'll have to at a certain stage, even if I manage to make them come together, but we'll have to come and report, they'll have to come to the committee, in front of the committee and separate us as to what's happening. Because as you are saying, for us this is very important, because that's where the connection between innovation and economy. Because you produce the food. And I think the main thing there is about the fact that they are grants. You know where this money that is given, there's a lot of questions that you have about that. And there's a lot of rules because everybody wants to get this money and does not think it used for something else. And some are wanting to protect each other. We want to know now they come and say, No, our strategy is to cut down so that we can have a lean sort of tier so that we can give more money. But we need to understand also that they need to be honest with us and tell us. Okay. So but I just record for those. Remember that there are any other additions before we close it.
Okay.
maybe if it's controversial, let's pick and discuss it some other time. But we had a very interesting discussion of trade and industry. We also oversight many institutions with boards. And I'm telling you, half of those boards are problematic. Half of them are retired. They are wasting money. They fly in too much. They spend too much on hotels. So it is really a problem. We ask now the Department of Trade and Industry to have a thorough investigation into these boards and whether we need these boards to be functional. So I don't know whether this is relevant here. I have not seen any of these boards misbehaving, I must say that, or these councils. But maybe, you know, it is time to have an investigation and to say, maybe the boards, if they can't be on the board, they should be sitting on the board. You know, really, do we need 20 council members or whatever? So I think we are at that time in South Africa where we must investigate that. But where it is appropriate to ask the department to do an assessment of the effectiveness of these councils and boards and whether they should be the numbers they are. Maybe it's the time to look at that because that's the subject.
Thank you very much. You know, obviously we have to look at the law because that we should take as you are the best person to do that. But my thing is, sometimes it's also interesting when they choose, but they don't have the time. And if I wanted to say, another thing that I must apply, knowing that when he applies, we're going to be connected one way or the other. And this becomes such a type of activity. Even some of the things that I've heard about here, what's your reason why this problem is so interesting and where it comes. I think I agree with you, but obviously it's not for now. It's something that we're going to, we have to consider. Can I give the number that you come to them?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you
very much.
No, there's a big issue of price and technology being bad and stuff, but sometimes we have a sense that it's transfer location within the whole structure of governance is a problem because it affects other departments and it's a ministry. So when you talk to a link, that problems, you know, with those that are affected by this because of the contestation of the test. And I thought if it makes sense, within our observation and our recommendation, we recommend the elevation of people in the country. Not that you don't have to say, Minister, like, for example, especially the HIV problem. The deputy president is driving that problem because of its importance to the country. Equally, science and technology is a very, very, very important and critical task that this government must drive. And the best way to drive it more effectively, I would recommend to members that we support the view of saying that the presidency should take responsibility. Not that they are not taking responsibility, but it be elevated at that level. If we really want to utilize science and to utilize technology to turn around the situation in South Africa, I think it's time that the recommendation is taken to that level. Because I'm sorry, it was done before some people made a study and recommended that, but it's just died in some way. And I think we will be doing that to the community to take up that idea and try and push it to the highest possible level, maybe through parliament, the future adopted, you know, inclusion, health science, and technology in the elevator, that's what you have to expect.
Yes, I think very much on that myself. I think the point that you're pressing is really important. Maybe it needs to come after that point. We're not going to create them, but it needs to come after that point of change in the department. And in fact, as you say, one of the materials is certain parts. And in fact, that what you are talking about, this elevation to the president, was actually one of the entities, the advisory, is it the National Advisory Council, is a council that should have been elevated to the presidency. And in fact, I think they are advising the minister, and they should be, it should be that part that we suggest that can be elevated to presidency. You want to say something?
Morning, Heather. So if the ministerial review recommended that a new policy is established that deals with the innovation agenda, and it's not just the science and technology domain, cross-cutting, and that it should be elevated to the level of the deputy president, and that NACI itself should be reformed into an office of innovation police plan. So that was the recommendation, that there should be another vote for the extension of the mission that sets the agenda for the time and also the economy.
I think the important thing is that we as politicians, we are telling you our observation. We might not put it in the right English. We want you to put it, as long as you understand what we're trying to say. But that what has been happening, there's no proper coordination of such an important development. Now we want the deputy president or the president to have something. But the department is important. But how you do that, do it in your good English and then show us so that we look at it and we edit it. So as you are getting the policy, that's what I want to say. Thank you, Chair.
I agree with that. And I think it becomes a little bit interesting to have refer to a specific recommendation in the ministerial review document. So that we say that as a recommendation, we recommend that departments relate to that particular recommendation.
Okay, thank you. So you understand what I was trying to say? Okay. Thank you. And that covers the intervention that has always been wanted. There's another part which, you know, and you mentioned something about the IKS. I think the IKS, if we don't address a particular problem which should be recommended, we're always going to fall flat. And that recommendation, how you put it, it's up to you. But if, as I always say, if I've made an innovation of producing this water, and I'm sitting right in the bottle, and department happens to know about it, that they're giving money to produce it. And you find that there are already people who are in the industry of producing water. They're not going to allow me to survive. They're going to try and kill me even before I get into the market. Because for them, they're not very appropriate. Now, if we can find a way of making sure that if there is new innovation, and let me say this, if there is new innovation, let it not be sabotaged, but then at the same time, let those who are in the industry not fear that it will be there, even if it means that many of them to be part of that new innovation in one way or another, so that the new innovations are not killed before they come, they are aborted before they come, because somebody is afraid that this innovation is going to be taking over my profit in my industry.
You are, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
So this is Sutra. Remember, I'm not sure if in the Alabraz we shouldn't have. So I think that we're almost getting down to the end now. Maybe one last two things from my side. You know, when it comes to human capital, we tend to look at human capital through universities, especially MRM, and they're doing a very good job. Especially, well, what is that? There's no finance that is going to be living. We don't know who's going to be coming in and doing the job that they're doing. But the universities, by their nature, they're in big towns. Very few universities are in rural areas. Many things we're missing out a lot of human capital in those rural areas. And we need to find a way that needs to be coupled with. Because this is more higher education, as Honorable Andrew said, it's more of higher education. But we forget that there are these young ones who are in primary schools, and we still have a human system. And how do we get them involved in this? How do we get the NRF funding reaching out to the rural areas so that we can get the human capital that is coming from those particular areas? We need to find a way so that combining basic education and NRF in one way or another so that we can, you know, I always believe that the new coach of Bafana Bana has made a success by not looking at the old ones, but going to the young ones and trying to get. Because he was lucky because of working with the young ones, with the other 20. Now he's picking up from those and making them to come to that. Now, if you don't have a base lower down, you won't have people, you can't pick up people at higher level and think that they're going to make it. You've got to get the talent from the lower one. I think this is what the president said today. But let's get talent from both primary schools and let's bring them up. Like that is why I was very impressed with what I saw in Ontario with those with what was happening there. In fact, it was not more what the minister said, but it was more of what they were showing outside in those tests. The kids were interested in what they were showing there. And with your Manta Mateko being there, being a young one, think that this is what I've gone for, this is what I've done. Because always we think that this, if you're a lawyer in Colombia, if you're a teacher, a lawyer, or a pastor, I think the pastors of the, you know, the pastors of tradition, they're the ones who are, everybody wants to be a pastor so they can wake up and have a pastor and make me go. So that they give themselves. And when they think it's a scholarship, then I start checking the responsibility, checking it out. So I think they find a way of making some recommendations on that. I'm not sure members if there's anything, but if there's nothing, then I take this opportunity of thanking you. Thank you very much. We are going to look at your recommendations, your findings and recommendations, because most of the things were your findings and recommendations, and every finding is going to have a recommendation. And then whenever they are not going to sleep today, they are going to be doing this, and they are going to email you to your computer, and then by tomorrow when we meet, it's going to be in that time tomorrow, and we can adopt it. Let's show we have enough men to adopt. I think the important thing would be, as soon as it's sent to your computer, look at it, and you can put in whatever you want, so that by the time we make it very short, 20 minutes would be too long for us to put it there. Okay. Thank you very much, Mela. Thank you very much, Mela. Thank you very much, Mela. Thank you very much for your time.